On another occasion, he did very, very interesting calligraphy. Though his nobody can read it except very great experts, because it looks as if an inky spider had crawled down the page. And but it's highly prized, and today specimens of Ryokan's writing sell for thousands of dollars. And people were always therefore asking him if he would do a specimen, and he was kind of cagey about it and reluctant. So one day a very cunning nobleman invited him to his house and laid out on the mats some absolutely gorgeous writing paper, great long strips of it, with inkstone already full of ink, brushes, and everything just sitting there. And Ryokan went into the room and sat waiting for the host to arrive. And he walked over and looked at this gorgeous paper and at the brushes and sniffed around. And then absolutely couldn't resist the temptation to write a poem down the scroll. Then suddenly he realized he'd done something awful. Because after all, this was the most expensive paper you could get. And he didn't realize that it was laid out for him to do something. He just thought, you know, it was there somehow, and then at that moment the host walked in. And Ryokan said, "Oh, I'm horrified. I'm so sorry. I just couldn't resist the temptation." The host said, "That's perfectly all right. Don't worry about it at all. Please," he removed the sheet, "try another one."